It's Ian Thomas and Painted Ladies, Ocean 100. It's 7:38. Good morning. A happy Friday. It's Interesting Islander Day for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. And we are very lucky to have with us today the guy who just got his 400th win behind the bench with the Summerside Western Capitals, head coach Billy McGuigan. Welcome aboard, sir. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Well, first and foremost, give me the road report. You came in from Summerside today, so give me that.
Yeah, the roads are not very good right now. The plows were out, and they're trying to clean them up across the island, but the flurries were heavy, and the winds were gusting, so we got here.
Yeah, well, that's good. Safe and sound. We like that. And tell me about last night. Big night at the range. I mean, it seemed like just a normal night for you, but then they kind of sprung it on you after the game, I understand.
Yeah, Rod Glant is kind of does our analytics, a little bit of video stuff for us. He's kind of the jack of all trades for our hockey team. He's an exceptional human being, and a couple years ago they had presented me a game puck for, I think, 300 or 300 wins, and then I think I had I was around 550 or 600 in Maritime Hockey League wins, and Rod last night at the end of the game must have done the math. We went through the post-game chat with the players, and then he said he had another puck to present and walked into the room, and it happened to be my 400th win as the head coach of the Summerside Western Capitals. I mean, obviously, it's a pretty cool honor and pretty nice of him to recognize that, but I mean, it goes with a lot of work with guys like Pat McKeever, the GM.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, all the ownership group and, you know, the number of assistant coaches that we've had that moved on to head coaching jobs. You know, Jason Glant, Nathan DeRosh, Jason Lefty Glant have all, you know, been in our program as assistant coaches, went on to be head coaches. And it's just a real good feather in the cap for the organization to have that many wins over an 11-year period. It's pretty special.
Speaks a lot of your consistency of what you've the level you've been able to have the Caps play at.
Yeah, we've been lucky. I mean, obviously, it comes with a lot of hard work. We have a great head scout, Justin Harrison, and Todd Richard does some work for us as well. And you know, it's just a team of guys that work really hard, and we, you know, want to be in the mix every year. And the owners give us that opportunity to do that. So it's. It's a pretty special spot in Summerside, and we're lucky to have the facilities that we have, and it's easy to recruit now because of the success we had. It's a real special spot to be here on the island at home and raising my kids in Summerside and PEI. I mean, I'm from Charlottetown, so it's pretty cool.
Now, when you were playing hockey, you would have went through the Charlottetown minor hockey program back in the day. Now, during that, during those years growing up playing hockey in Charlottetown, who were your like players that you idolized?
Oh, geez, what a great question. I had a lot of them, obviously. Growing up in Charlottetown, I live in Des Brazet Crescent, which is just down the road here, and I spent a lot of my time at the rink. We always used to skate at Simmons with Stewie McFadgen, was unbelievable to the kids when I was growing up, so you always kind of had free ice time whenever there was snow or no school. And I became the stick boy, the Charlottetown Abbeys Junior A team. I think when I was about 12, my dad got me in there with the Abbeys, and I basically spent my, you know, adolescent life with the Charlottetown Abbeys, but there was a number of players that I remember, like Alan Phelan, Chris Bernard, Roddy MacArthur. There's a whole list of them. I'd have to look back on a lot of them, but there was a lot of great players there, and I really loved being around the junior A players back in the day. So it's pretty special. And now my son's kind of doing it, so it's kind of a throwback.
Very cool to see it come full circle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, where did your hockey career take you while you were playing?
So I played all my minor hockey in Charlottetown here, and then obviously played in the 1991 Canada Winter Games as a defenseman. And then I played U-17 World Junior A Challenge, or World U-17s as a defenseman. And then I was drafted to the OHL and didn't make the Windsor Spitfire. So I ended up returning, playing with the Charlottetown Abbeys, became a forward, kind of midget junior, and then went on to play in the OHL, played with the Peterborough Petes, Kitchener Rangers. Then I went to an NHL training camp with Colorado. 1996, they won the Stanley Cup, so I knew I wasn't making that team. Got a couple exhibition games in there, and then ended up just floating around the minors. Played in Idaho, Detroit, Falcons in the Colonial Hockey League, Saginaw, Fort Worth, Texas, and then retired and got into the Atlantic Police Academy and started coaching some hockey.
Yeah, and what year would you have gotten into coaching?
1999, I think I coached the Charlottetown Midget Triple A's, or 2000.
Okay, yeah. And that was a big year. 99, was Royal Bank here in Cup?
It was, and I coached the midget team that went to the finals and lost to Sidney Crosby in Rustico back in, whatever year that
was.
Yeah,
there's a story. You know, it's almost not like a loss.
No.
Because
right?
Sydney
right.
was involved, right?
That's so. Right. And we were a Charlottetown team that played in an 8-team league, and they've since moved, you know, 20 years ago to a 2-team league, and they've only been back there, I think, twice to the final and won it once. But to play against Sidney Crosby and that group of guys, I think 5 players from that team went on to the NHL. Yeah. So it was pretty special for the Island kids. He was a pretty special player, and obviously you look at his career, it's been unbelievable.
All right, we'll have more with Billy McGuigan. He is our interesting Islander today on Ocean 100.
The average family loses at least 3 of these each year. Hey, it's Darcy. Join us weekday mornings on the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Darcy's Trivia, brought to you by Robin's Donuts. Call.
Financial strain from failed relationships. Visit wecanhelp.ca.
Well, clouds with some flurries for today. Kings County could see a couple of centimeters. Blowing snow in areas. Those winds gusting to 60. Temperature dropping off to -7 this afternoon. For tonight, flurries in Queens and Prince counties with blowing snow in areas. For Kings County, there is a chance of some snow squalls overnight, giving some areas in Kings County as much as 5 centimeters. Windy and a low of -10. Saturday, few flurries ending near noontime. Again, Kings County could see some snow squalls in the morning. Windy and a high of -7. Right now, -5 with a -12 wind chill.
Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. It's Ocean 100, 749. Good morning. Celebration calendar on the way in just a few. It is a kind of a snowy start to the day today. Some flurries and blowing snow. Roads are snow covered too and slick. So just dial her back and travel with care. Wintertime driving today. And Billy McGuigan is our interesting Islander. Drove in from Summerside, and he can attest that the roads are slick.
Roads are slick this
roads
morning.
Are slick.
Stay safe.
All right, so for the biggest part of the month of December, you were at the World Junior A Challenge. That was over in Truro, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And this is the second year you were the head coach. Tell me about that experience.
Well, it's a pretty special experience anytime you get to represent your country and wear that Canadian flag. Whether you're a player or a coach, it's a pretty big honor. And usually they only allow you to do it one time in the World Junior A Challenge. You get to be the head coach once, and then usually they move on and give it to someone else. But this year they wanted to go back to our staff, and there was 2 of us that returned. We won a silver medal last year. Like I was saying at the break there, I've played on TSN 4 times and yet to win one, so I'm hoping it switches over to Sportsnet someday. It's a pretty special honor. It was an unbelievable tournament in Truro. The fan base was great. The crowds were great. The community that put it on did an unbelievable job. It was just, you know, real special. And to lose in the finals was kind of bittersweet. But to be in that gold medal game is always real important for Canada. And Canada East is a team that usually isn't supposed to get there. So we've done it back-to-back years and got 2 silvers. And, you know, hopefully sometime in the next few years, Canada East pushes through because they've never, ever won the tournament.
Very cool. Well, I think if they keep you in the mix, they're probably going to get her done here at some point in time. What's it like? You have players from like Quebec and Ontario on Canada East as well, but you're also coaching players that you play against routinely in the Maritime League.
Yes, it's a five league team. So there's the NOJHL, the CCHL out of Ottawa, the Ontario Junior Provincial League, and then the Maritime Hockey League, and then the Quebec AAA League. So 5 leagues, and we. We had a showcase tournament, which was 2 teams from each league. So about 160 players or whatever went into a showcase, and we picked the team from that. And it was I did a lot of scouting. It was to Buffalo. I was to Ontario a couple times and had to finalize the team and pick the team. And it's a real hard, process. But I think we got the right guys this time. Obviously, we didn't get the job done, but we were real close. So it's pretty neat. It's a great experience for sure.
Very cool. And we'll unpack more with Billy here in a second. But you're here for the birthdays. The celebration calendar, this should be a highlight of your career. You should be putting this somewhere, too.
Use it on the resume.
Yeah.
If your name's on the list, you're in the draw that we'll make in a couple of minutes, and you may just win a bridge pass from our friends at the Confederation Bridge. Morgan Coffin, my cousin, She celebrated a birthday yesterday. That's how great of a cousin I am. I didn't get it on her actual birthday. She turned 17 yesterday. I hope it was a great day, Morgan. Donna McLean, RN at QEH, is 29 today. That's love, mom and dad. Very happy 80th birthday on Saturday to Mary Snow. Love Dwayne, Tracy, Katie, Caleb, and Carly. Happy 80th birthday this weekend, Mary. Happy 79th birthday to Helen Stewart from Bill and Christina. That one tomorrow as well. Judy O'Leary in Marshfield celebrating. Jack Spencer in Kensington, happy birthday to you. Happy 17th birthday to Jillian Courtney. Love mom, dad, David, family, and friends. And tomorrow, Dave Morrow, EA at Colonel Gray, is celebrating a birthday. Dave, hope it is a great day for you.
Also tomorrow, it is Nathan Como's birthday in Cornwall. Kevin Cudmore in Donaldson turning 32 today. On Sunday, Maureen Costain's birthday in St. Lawrence. The big 75 for Maureen. Happy second birthday to Little Miss Kennedy Grace Wood from Auntie Robin, Uncle James, Mom, Mama, Waffles, and the whole fam jam. Happy birthday to Tina Berube, love from her kids and their ladies. Tomorrow, Sharon Handrahan from the Harper Road in Tignish, 55 plus, we're told. That's from the entire Handrahan clan. On Sunday, 40th birthday for Melanie Jacqueline in Surrey. And on Sunday, Ann McDonald from Surrey, love from Gail, Frankie, and family, 82 years young.
Woo-hoo. That Friday list is always a big one. Let's make the draw. Two bridge passes going out. Maura O'Keefe and Tim Rayfuse. Congratulations. Whoa, baby. You got bridge passes coming your way. We'll get those suckers mailed out to you. Congratulations.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com.
No squalls in the morning in Kings County. Windy and a high of -7. Confederation Bridge, open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right, thanks very much, Scott. It is 8:04. Good morning. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. It's also draw day today. So someone's going to win a $100 gift card here in mere moments. If you're average, it's been roughly 9 years since you've been on one of these. What is it? Scott's first guess was African Safari. I said you and Helen are on the 9 year.
That was second guess. I said plane first.
Oh, no, no. It's not plane. It's not an African safari either.
I thought I was Corey there for a second.
Yeah, no, no. Not a boat. We're looking for a bike.
A bike?
About 9 years between bike rides for average humans.
I think I might have had like 20, 25 years between mine.
Well, you were on a bike this summer, were you not?
I was, yeah.
And it was 25 years before, like,
oh, no, between? This was a couple of years ago where I had the big first venture.
Okay, I got you.
You can thank my wife for that. Right.
Billy is enthralled with your story, I can tell. Billy McGuigan's here. He's our interesting Islander. All right, let's give away a $100 gift card from Robbins. Congratulations to Marie Laviolette. $100 coming your way. We'll get that mailed out to you ASAP. Congratulations. We'll have more with Billy McGuigan coming up next.
Ocean 100's Morning Show, powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardwares, where customer service is number one.
Foreigner, hot-blooded, Ocean 100. Good morning. It's 8:09. Easy does it. Roads are snow-covered and slick. Winter driving mode engaged for today, please. Salt and sand trucks and plows are out doing their thing. So just travel a little slower as you get out onto the roads today. We are looking at flurries to end sometime this morning with a lingering chance of flurries into the afternoon. Winds are going to be fairly strong, though, with reduced visibility. Winds gusting to 60 today. And chilly, -17 with the wind chill this afternoon.
Did have a late birthday as well. Well, Mallory Doucette turning 22 on Sunday. That's with love from mom, dad, and Lucas.
All right. Billy McGuigan is our interesting Islander today for Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Billy, you've been at the helm of the Summerside Western Capitals now for 11 years?
Yeah, I think 11 or maybe this is the 12th.
Okay. Now, how did that all come to be back when you got hired on to be the head coach of the Summerside Western Caps? And we'll talk more about the Caps, but how did it all begin?
I think it began, I was coaching actually the coaching G. I actually coached in Charlottetown here. So for the Charlottetown standpoint, I was the stick boy for the Charlottetown Abbeys, the assistant trainer for the Charlottetown Abbeys, an AP player, a player, assistant coach, assistant GM, head coach. And then they folded, and I ended up in Miramichi, New Brunswick with the Miramichi Timberwolves for 3 years as the head coach and general manager. And the Caps were looking for a coach, and I was moving back home to start working back in my normal job. And interviewed with the Caps. Pat McKeever was the GM at the time, and he was in his second year. And then they were looking for a coach. George Roberts was the owner, and went in for an interview and ended up getting the job. So I did 2 years there. 1 year we hosted the Royal Bank Cup, and the next year I went to Regina, Saskatchewan for a year, and then ended up returning and getting back with the Caps. So I've been there for, I think, 11 or 12 years this year.
Fantastic. And I recall, I do believe... I was maybe the announcer for the Abbeys, and Jeff Squires was the head coach when you were the assistant there. So
absolutely, yeah, yes, sir. That's where it all started.
Those were the good old days. Yeah. I always lived for the Boxing Day Abbeys versus Summerside Western Caps game, and it was always a game that you knew the McLaughlin Arena was going to be fairly full, a little tight, and there was going to be some shenanigans.
Yeah, absolutely. Old Boxing Day games, they were throwback to old time hockey. That's for sure.
For sure. Now again with the Summerside Western Caps, I always tip my cap to you, Pat McKeever, the ownership group, because you guys really do the junior A hockey team in a small market well. You're in the community all the time. How important is it for you to engage the community and get the players out there too?
Yeah, no, I think it's the utmost important. No matter what level you're at, whether it's junior A, major, junior, even the midget programs, I think any of these small town Canada communities, they're crying for role models and people to, you know, for the kids to look up to. And that's something that we take a real big pride in. Myself, I get into the community as much as I possibly can, into the schools, into, you know, we have a hockey school going there that we started 7 or 8 years ago. You know, we just do a lot of stuff with minor hockey. We're on the ice with the kids. We're on the ice with the teams. The players are in the community all the time. It's something that, you know, I think in every hockey team community that we really need to embrace the community and really need to get involved. And if you can do that, you can grow a fan base real quick and you can grow a real loyal following. And I think from that becomes, you know, part of your franchise, part of your program, and part of the history of the program. And it just builds and builds and builds. And I think that's what it's done in Summerside.
And you're also developing good people while you're doing this.
Absolutely. I think so. I mean, it's what it's all about. It's all about the kids, and it's all about character, and it's all about, you know, your program and how you build it. And you want to, we're to the point now in Summerside that we have players from all over the country calling us, wanting to come to Summerside because of, you know, the great things the organization has done over the last, you know, 12, 13 years. So it's been pretty special.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I got to tip my cap to Pat and the ownership group too, because I know they do a lot of great things in the community. They're always opening up their wallets and supporting every community initiative that you can think of. So that in itself is pretty huge too. We're going to have more with Billy McGuigan. We'll wrap things up here in a few minutes. He's our interesting Islander today. For Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum.
Keep your cannabis secure and away from curious little hands or paws. Remember, edibles like chocolates and gummies can be easily mistaken for innocent treats. Protect your loved ones. Stash your stash.
To XorGames.com. XOR Games, 51 Allen Street, Charlottetown. Your local gaming and hobby superstore.
Well, clouds with some flurries for today. Kings County could see a couple of centimeters. Windy, causing some blowing snow. And that temperature falling off to -7 this afternoon. For tonight, flurries in Queens and Prince counties with some blowing snow in areas. A couple of centimeters expected. Kings County, there is a risk of snow squalls overnight. So some areas in Kings County could see as much as 5 centimeters. Windy and a low of -10. Saturday, a few flurries ending near noontime. And then mainly cloudy. Again, Kings County could see some snow squalls in the morning. Windy and a high of -7. Right now, -5 with a -12 wind chill.
We just got a text message letting us know that there's been an accident at the intersection of Mount Everett Road and the bypass heading west. So if you want to avoid that area, that would be great. And please do travel with care this morning. Slushy conditions and reduced visibility with some of that snow coming down. All right. Easy does it. Sky, love song. It's Ocean 100.
They'll think I'm crazy. I think it's nothing at all. Singing you a love song. Them brothers, they all think I'm crazy.
Sky and Love Song, Ocean 100. It is 8:20. Good morning. Glad to have you on board. It's Friday. It's the 5th of January, and we have Billy McGuigan, the head coach of the Summerside Western Capitals, with us as our interesting Islander today. Nothing wrong with chatting hockey on a Friday morning. I'm okay with that. Billy, do you want to do any shout-outs really quick before we kind of wrap things up here and put a bow on her all?
I don't know. I think obviously my family's pretty big, important piece. My parents live in here in Charlottetown. They don't miss too many games in Summerside. And I have a pretty loyal fan base that comes from Charlottetown to Summerside. Yeah. I think I'd like to give a shout out to them. And obviously my wife, Tammy, and the kids they're the biggest supporters. So obviously it's important to give them a shout out, but also, Pat McKeever and the ownership group, the Summerside Capitals, obviously putting the trust in me every year and our group to try to win hockey games is pretty special.
Well, like I said, top to bottom, you guys do it right. You're exactly what a junior A team should be in a small community. And it's great to be an outsider kind of watching it all unfold. Can you, a few bullet points here, give me some career highlights. What are the big moments for you through your career?
I think winning the division with the Regina Pats and the WHL and my first and only major junior stint was pretty special. That was a big one. The first Royal Bank Cup silver medal with the Summerside Capitals was a special one. The league championships, a couple of them have been, obviously the pinnacle of what you want to do as a coach. I think when you take over a team or when you coach any team, the idea is, to help kids and develop kids and develop yourself. And, I've changed a lot over the number of years for the better. Obviously, when you have kids, your personality and your life kind of changes. And I wish I had some advice for the younger Billy McGuigan back in the day now, but I think those are some of the highlights. But when you win those championships and you put all that hard work in and you battle from September to March and you get to raise a trophy over your head with a group of guys that you worked with, I think that's the most special of all the achievements and just winning as a team, I think is kind of the pinnacle to be a coach and that's what I love the best.
Any advice to youngsters that might be listening right now that are, just getting into that hockey grind, what should they do to kind of keep on the right path?
Yeah, I think the big key is the hard work. Obviously, if you could put some extra time in, your work and your game whenever you can, I think is really important. I think the best players in the world, like your Crosbys and McDavids and those guys, spend an awful lot of extra time doing, extra things. And I think that's a big piece that when you're on your own time, you can certainly work on your game. And that's something that I think every kid should do. But I think the biggest piece for me, minor hockey, is getting a little, to use the proper words, is a little bit out of hand at times. And I think that, kids got to dial it back a little bit, and some of the coaches, and just the kids are there to have fun, and they're there to learn, and they're there to be teammates and friends and make memories. And I think some of the important pieces that we oversee in your travel teams is you get to a hotel somewhere on the road and the first thing is no swimming pool, basically take all the fun away. We're going to be here to play hockey. And I think the biggest piece that I remember when I was a kid was getting to those hotels, getting to play with my friends and getting to hang out in the pool and meet players from other teams. So I think these are things that kids have to be reminded of, that you're there to have fun, you're there to work. And if you can put the extra in, if you want to be a hockey player, there's always lots of roads to get there. So you got to keep working.
All right, Billy, always a pleasure, and thank you so much for coming in today. You have definitely cemented yourself and your legacy in hockey on Prince Edward Island, for sure, and I'm hoping that it continues for many, many years for you. You're a heck of a dude. You're doing great things for the community in Summerside, so a big tip of the cap to you, my friend.
Thanks a lot, and thanks a lot for having me.
And Mike, you can start doing your barn work now. Mike McGuigan, start doing your barn work.
He could be 30. He could be 50. Life has aged him beyond his years. A shopping cart carries everything he owns.